Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game feast. Find a location near you online, chickiesandpete's.com. Phil's return tonight to CBP, taking on the Giants, who are two games under 500. A little less buzz with Gabe Kapler no longer being the manager.
Yeah, a little less buzz. But could still be a dangerous team. Can't take this team lightly.
It's good analysis.
Need three out of four.
Need three or four this weekend, Jack.
As always, I'll take a split. We live with a split. They have some good pitchers on the mound this weekend, so we'll
break. They do?
They do.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
So okay. We'll break that down all in leading off coming up around 5:35. But every Friday around 4:30, we do something called the Memory Bank, leading 20 years of Citizens Bank Park, celebrating the top 20 moments in the history of our ballpark. Buzz, what is in the memory bank today?
Sports Radio 94 WIP's Memory Bank. Sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat.
All around Citizens Bank Park there, chanting USA, USA. That's because, according to reports, Osama bin Laden has been killed. And President Obama is about to address the United States audience and give an update on what the situation is. Boy, news travels fast, even in the ballpark.
So it was earlier this week, back in 2011, that we had the Bin Laden game, where the Phillies are on Sunday Night Baseball, back when it was John Miller and Joe Morgan, which are still phenomenal. Like, that's my Sunday Night
Baseball. Schulman, I think. It was Dan Schulman.
So it was post-John Miller.
Yes, it was like early Schulman.
He was pretty good. I'm a Dan Schulman. Either way, I guess I got it mixed up with Pedro in 09. Regardless, the night Bin Laden was killed, obviously, it happens on Sunday Night Baseball. It's a standalone sporting event. I'll never forget, there was a guy that was wearing a Team USA, because this is right after the World Baseball Classic, the Team USA Chase Utley jersey, and he kept like showing it to the camera. I just remember that guy very vividly. I mean, one of the most memorable nights down at the ballpark, the night Bin Laden was killed.
Yeah, I remember watching that game. I can't remember whether or not we got the info beforehand. We probably did on social media.
It was very early Twitter, though. I mean, I think I just joined.
And I was going to say, I wasn't even on Twitter. I was a Facebook guy still at that time.
That's good. It's coming through on your ticker.
Yeah, but somehow we certainly heard about that earlier, and then you started to see the reaction in live play out. And it was just an awesome sort of display of uniting together. And we obviously know what was surrounding that situation and the impact and meaning of that was. It was just, and it was so fitting to have those two teams on national TV on Sunday night and that happened. And then, obviously, it probably would have been better if it was in New York, and then New York would have got a chance because that was ground zero, and, course, and they would have had the opportunity to react to it. But for us, gave us an opportunity to really show what type of a city and fan base we are.
And I just remember how cool it was seeing like the game become secondary.
Yeah.
And both fan bases, because obviously a lot of Mets fans.
Mets fans, and that was back when the rivalry was still good. And
there was no bleeping beach chance, though, but like, regardless. Both fans were basically high-fiving.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one you won't forget.
Yep.
One you won't forget, and I think
good moment.
One of the top 20 moments in CBP history. We'll play a little stay or go with the Sixers here in 1 second, but back to the phones. Chris is in Pensacon. What's happening, buddy?
Oh, man. This is... Yeah, I can't even be pissed. I just feel like a dummy, man. This team just got me so irritated. I wasn't even pissed at Toby last night, man. It's just, you know what I mean? I got four kids. I want to see which one. It's just that one kid. You love all your kids the same. But, you know, something went wrong. You know that one did it. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Jack ain't there yet. But, you know, you just drive home and you go, nah, it was that one. I know. I don't even have to talk to the wife. It's so Jack. It is so wearing. It's like getting divorced and buying the house next door after you get divorced. It don't make sense no more, man. And can somebody please get somebody to develop a young player on this team instead of going to the Social Security line and getting all these old heads? You got Martin sitting on. They don't play any of the young dudes ever, Jack, or like ever.
So yeah, Ricky Council couldn't get in.
Right. How are you going to play them in the playoffs, like Jack, if you don't play them during the regular season, when this regular season, we all know, sucks. It's just a money grab in the NBA. Playing teams that, like, Rowan University could beat half two or three of those crappy teams. And it just irritates me. Dean Howard last night, Jack, oh, my God.
I know. You got a little fired up with the King.
Yeah, well, because he called me an idiot. I said, don't disrespect me. I'll come down there and open up the chest, man. Don't you do it.
I know. He didn't know.
And he shut his pie hole real quick, too, after I told him, too. My uncle's the one who choked him out of the palm. He's an attorney. That's my uncle. Back in the day, Google him up on YouTube. He's getting choked out, thrown around the tables like a wet rag. I'm so irritated, but you know what? I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good with – and Jack, the two young dudes, they're going to be studs. And like, you can – you hit the nail right on the head. I think that kid's going to be a cornerback. Their numbers suck. Like, you're an alumni there. You're part of the family. What's up with the available numbers? They got, like, six available numbers, and they got nine great, but they all suck.
Yeah. Something
that don't suck is your number.
I know, right?
Your number. I told 58. I said, oh, we got some life juice in them.
Yeah. I tell you, I wouldn't be surprised, Chris, if both young guys don't switch their numbers.
Who's number 27? McPherson?
That's McPherson, yeah.
Yo, kid, you might sound like a nice kid. Pack your bags, dude. You're getting cut. if you don't see the writing on that wall, like when you asked the girl out for the prom and you knew she was going to say no, McPherson, you're getting sliced, iced, and zipped, dude. Just give him the number, man.
Yeah, I'm cool with the Gene wearing 33, though. I'll have the Gene in 33 after Larry Bird.
Yeah, I like Tripp because we can nickname him Tripp. Call him Tripp, you know what I mean? But 30... 30's that dude.
Wait, hold on. It's Brian Mitchell's number. They're making an ode to Brian Mitchell.
There was only one Brian Mitchell. Ike's like a cousin to him, man. There, no, every other 30 was like Reno Mahe. He was giving me the table down at Chippewa Field years ago. I'm like, are you on the Eagles? He was like a server. Crap. I'm irritated. Thank God for your Philly, Jack. I bought tickets. I'm going on June 2nd, the day game, Sunday game. And I'm flying out to my sisters in San Diego in September, so I'm going out to San Diego Stadium. But, man, all I got to say, guys, thank God for you guys to get me through my friggin' day.
Let me ask you this, Chris. What are you expecting Daryl Morey to do this offseason?
Me?
Yeah. Like what do you want him to do this offseason?
I love Jimmy Bucket. I just think that ship has sailed. I want your dude instead of Ben Simmons. I want some youth. I want some dudes that are hungry to win, and that dude can flat out play now. If we can get him, I don't know Winchester. That he's not but a turd that got recognized in his basement too. He's getting off. I don't even know how that dude has a career. He's like nine, dude. Lose some weight. You're 1,900 pounds. You fat thing. I want Ingram. I want Ingram, man. I want Ingram. I want younger dudes, and I want to develop for people like Martin and Morey. You're taking all these tricks. Show me the trick, Daryl Morey. Yeah, have this, Daryl. I'm going to give you 12 apples. Can you please poop out a fruit salad for me, dude? Do something. And guess what? On the way out, I know I'm short for time. Yo, man. Yo, Elton Brand, dude, where's your basket cunt that you've been stealing? I'm zipping you immediately, man. Because you're getting zipped just to get zipped. I'm just zipping them just to zip them. Once you know what I do, guys, once a year, they don't listen to the radio. Once a year, I took out one person that's a little lazy out of my stores. And I just woke up, I handed the check, they go, great, I go, get out. They go, what? I go, you're done, you're fired. They go, over to the studio, I go, get in line, man, I got a bit of dirty. Get out, you're a waste. What did Elton Brand do?
I know.
Well, he did help us get Maxie, so.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate it, Chris.
He did.
No, I know. He did all the scouting. He did all the scouting on Tyrese.
But he act like that doesn't matter.
We'll get the full story one day. So I didn't realize that, 58 was given to Jalix Hunt. So Jalix Hunt is wearing number 58. It is funny because I think of Hunt and 58, and I think of Trenton Cole hunting.
Oh, there you go, yeah. I need to put that together.
Guess it kind of works out. Yeah. I do love, obviously, they gave Trotter Jr. 54. I wonder if they got the...
would have been a travesty if they didn't.
I wonder if they even asked... I wonder if they even asked Jeremiah or like Trot Sr., can he wear 54? And it is weird seeing the Texas A&M kid Smith. He's wearing 82, which is obviously what Torrey wore during the Super Bowl year.
Okay.
Keegan wearing...
82. Even I have transitioned from the 80 numbers.
With the receivers?
Yeah, I used to be. I held on as long as I could.
I know.
And then at some point, I'm like, yeah, I guess 80 numbers don't look good for receivers anymore.
Well, they gave two of them away. So the Justin Wilson kid or the Wilson kid is wearing 89.
That's a tight end number.
And he's a 6'7". So I do like Keegan's wearing 79, which is Brandon Brooks' old number.
Todd Harriman's.
Yep. McMahon, the Dylan McMahon, 63, Driscoll's old number.
Oh, man, Honey Buns, Hank Fraley.
The worst number, though, not even close.
It's Shipley.
Dude, they gave Will Shipley 39? Like, you got to change that number, pal.
There's no doubt in my mind that he's changing that number the first chance he gets.
I'm telling you, part of the reason that I'm sitting here today and didn't make it in the big leagues is because when I showed up on Bloomsburg's campus.
What was your number?
I was given the number 29.
Yeah, destined to fail.
Destined to fail.
Yeah.
I'm not Smoltz.
Yeah.
The Smoltz is the only pretty good 29. 29 is a horrible number.
Yeah, Smoltz and Eric Dickerson. The only 29s I know.
29's a bad number.
That's a bad number.
It's a straight up bad number. If I was given 34 like I requested and demanded.
Right.
Probably.
That's a popular number, though, especially for a pitcher.
I work as a doc.
Yes, I'm saying. I'm sure you weren't the only one that wanted that number. But, yeah, Shipley, 39, you have no chance to succeed as a running back in this league, especially here if your number is 39.
Is it bad that it's a horrible number?
Yeah.
Is it bad? So sometimes I know this is shocking to you, and every time you see it, I feel like you're like, what are you doing? But people do ask me for my autograph.
Yeah.
I do sign number 34 at the end.
Huh?
Yeah, like my high school number.
Okay. You don't even use Bloomsburg number.
I try not to. I love Bloomsburg.
Yeah.
Try not to. I need to stop bringing up that I played baseball in college. That's my.
Okay. Let me just say this.
Yes.
How about you don't put a number on there at all?
I know.
How about put 94WIP on there? Jack Fritz, 94WIP.
Well, because you sign it, Ike Race number 58.
But you're not. There's a difference.
Hold on, man. I never lost in the high school playoffs. It just comes natural, man. I signed number 34.
Well, here's the other thing. I actually ask people, do they want the number 58 on there? They usually do want it as a football autograph. But if I'm signing, like we used to have the pitchers, our pitchers.
Yeah.
And if it was a WIP headshot, I would sign it 94WIP.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Versus if they had an action photo of me from my former days 20 years ago.
Well, see, I like the idea that I signed Jack Fritz number 34, and they have to go see, look up who number 34
is. You want to go look it up, yes.
And then they're stumped. They're absolutely stumped. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel for mom. Online, marks-jewelers.com. How do you feel about the Sixers today? 70% discouraged. And what's your confidence level in Daryl Morey this offseason? So what is 52 plus 38, Ike?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
90? Okay.
52 plus 38?
That
yes,
is 90.
It's 90, yes.
So 90% of people are in the camp of medium to low confidence in Daryl Morey, 10% high confidence. So I would say he's got some work to do to get some back in the good graces, I guess, in the city. But a little stay or go, because obviously the free agent list for the Sixers is long. It's pretty much, we know Tyrese is going to be here, we know Embiid's going to be here, and everyone else is essentially a question mark. So some of the players that are available... Kelly Oubre, stay or go?
Stay.
How much, though? Like,
oh, yeah, 2-year deal. See, reasonable money.
Because they signed him for the vet minimum this year. I would assume he's going to get more than that.
Yeah. You think he played the way he played without thinking about getting paid?
That's
my worry.
That's my worry. He's going to go back to Kelly Oubre. And if they do sign him for 2 years, I don't know, $30
million? Okay.
Lock him in his apartment or whatever. He's not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Hire a driver.
Yeah,
go to one place or the other.
I'm okay with Kelly Oubre.
I'm okay with him. Still skeptical, and still don't trust.
Well, he needs to be coming off the bench.
I agree. Yeah. If you can sign him as a bench, please. That's right. Kyle Lowry.
It's funny because a week ago I was like, "Yeah, bring Kyle Lowry back for a year."
I felt a week ago you have to.
Yes. Like, after these last two games, I'm like.
He was sex.
It's going to be 40 next year. Is this going to get any better?
39. We round up.
Okay. I think I'd go ahead and pass on Kyle Lowry.
Maybe 1 year. Just the 1 year very, very.
Well, to me, he would be a last option. In other words, once I fill out all the other spots, if I got room for a vet, I could bring him back on the veteran minimum on a 1 year deal.
Nicholas Batum.
No. Move on.
I would probably would you rather re-sign Batum or Oubre?
Oubre.
Okay.
He's younger.
I would re-sign him as long as the broadcast.
I didn't even realize Batum was on his team until they beat the Miami Heat.
Well, he didn't play a lot down the stretch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not gonna get lost in the sauce because he played a couple of good games late, and then I got to sign up for it for a whole another year or two.
He's also 35. He's the oldest looking 35-year-old.
He really is. I thought he was 45, legitimately.
I would re-sign him, but only in the caveat that the broadcast stops calling him Nico.
Nico. That's part of the reason I want to move on.
Boom, boom, batoom?
Yeah.
No.
No, no.
Buddy Hield. It's tough.
Buddy. I would bring Buddy back on a short-term deal, too.
Me too.
You brought him here to see what he looks like with Embiid. He didn't get a whole lot of opportunities to play with him. Pause. Off-season, full season. You need shooters in this league. And my goodness, I don't know if I would be saying this if he didn't do what he did in the second quarter last night.
I don't think we would be saying this at all.
But that just shows you that he has that microwavable game that it could just heat up that quick.
Yeah, and like he's been a really good shooter for a long time in this league. He had a bad couple months adjusting to a new role. Maybe with an offseason of working with Embiid, he looks like a different player.
Again, price has to be right. You know who he kind of reminds me of? He reminds me of a younger Danny Green, Patty Mills, those guys that played with the Spurs that, you know, they averaged like 8 or 9 points, but they always seemingly hit big shots in the playoffs.
Yeah, which is sometimes what you need. Something that could go off.
Yeah, again, reasonable money. I don't need him in my starting rotation. Buddy Hield is a bench player.
If you're benched next year is somehow Hield and Oubre as at least like a starting point, I feel pretty good.
That's
about
a good
it.
Bench, yeah.
Campaign?
I could go with Campaign.
I could go.
Because you're a reasonable price for Campaign.
I was very anti-Campaign for a long time because I felt like he would always just barrel to the rim with like 20 seconds left on the shot clock and be out of control.
That's still in him.
It's still in him, but he's not scared. And
exactly.
And I need players that aren't scared. So he kind of won me over this year, Campaign. Paul Reed?
No.
We got to move on from Paul Reed.
Out.
And the final one, Toby.
What?
I know.
Yeah, we're all.
We'll go back to the phones in 1 second, but I got to play this audio of Kendrick Perkins, who took Tobias Harris to task. Here is Kendrick Perkins a little bit earlier on ESPN.
Tobias Harris, let him walk. I mean, damn. He asked them if they wanted something from Chick-fil-A before the game. The team told him yes, and he came back with a bag full of napkins and straws. I mean, he was just a no-show out there.
That's such an insane reference.
Boy, him and Shannon, I'm telling you. You can tell they country. They got some of the best sayings in the world, man.
They do. They do.
And Kendrick Perkins is a Texas guy. Beaumont, Texas. Yeah, but I'm out on Toby. I'm with you.
Yeah, we're out on Toby. We're out on Toby. Ike's in Southwest.
He came back with a bag of straws and napkins.
Yeah. What's happening, Ike?
Yo, that's the best sports analogy I think I might have ever heard. I was crying when I heard that earlier, man. Straight up. So let me tell you, I'm calling because I'm hearing some of y'all callers talking about Embiid, and the movie Trading Places comes in my mind because I'm thinking about that scene when Eddie Murphy's like, what is you, ignorant? Because I'm going to be honest. I hear people say he only won his numbers, but these are the same people who was mad when he gained 5 when he was deferring to Maxey, he only had 17 and 19.
People were mad at him in game 5 because he had almost 10 turnovers.
I know, but also people was mad because you can't only have 19 points. Also. But you're right, turnovers too. But then also, I heard people mad because last night he wasn't getting his players involved. But how you think Buddy Hield got all those wide open shots? Embiid was getting hockey assists crazy last night in that second quarter. In that first quarter when we only had 11 points, he had 7 of them. Nobody else was coming to play because they took Maxey out the game. And you could tell the strategy was we're not going double Embiid. So what are you supposed to not do? Not score when he got a chance to score? Like, I don't understand, like, with some of these people. It's like some people just don't matter what he do. They going to go the opposite. And I just – this joint is so discouraging. To hear some people talk about stuff. I understand the turnovers, that's 100% legit. He's been messing up for years with that. But let's be honest, that dude came and balled this series. They was a negative 30-something when he was off the court. He couldn't even take a rest. And then I hear people say he's out of shape. If I'm correct, that was like his 11th or 12th game after 2 months, and he's playing 48 minutes, 43 minutes, 46 minutes.
Yeah.
And you not giving him props for doing that? Like, come on, man. That's stupid to me. And the only reason that I am encouraged is because we only got 2 players that's going to be under contract that's left on this team. That's the reason I'm encouraged because we can mold this team. We can get people on this team.
And, yeah, but what's your confidence level in Morey to do that?
You know what? I'll put it at like, honestly, I'll put it at like a 7. And the reason I'm putting it at that is because I know people think about the bad trades, because I did not like the trade for Buddy Hield, because I'd rather had Twin this year and we'd have had some toughness against New York. But that's, we forget, I think he the one who got us Steph Curry.
He did.
I think when and everybody was loving that trade for Ben Simmons and stuff like that, people thought that that was a good trade. So I'm just saying, I think we always accentuate the bad, and that's okay, especially on a day like this. But sometimes we got to remember, he made a lot of nice little small moves as well. So that's just my opinion.
No, and that's cool. I don't think there's anything wrong with having that opinion. I think, for me, and I can only speak for me, I can't speak for everyone else. My frustration with Embiid last night really just came from his demeanor at the press conference, and that he seemingly wasn't as mad, disappointed, frustrated as I felt. Right? Like that's what got to me. I can appreciate the effort that he put forward. I can appreciate him coming back from the surgery and trying to gut it through. He battled through Bell's palsy. I can appreciate all those things. But what I can't necessarily accept is when the series is over, it almost seems like you had predetermined what your excuse and what your messaging was going to be. And it seemed like it was, don't be too hard on us, everybody. We tried. We played our hardest. I love these guys here. That irritated me to no end. Because first of all, dude, there's plenty of us out here to make excuses for you. I'm not saying that you don't get criticized from people, but there are plenty of us out here that defend him.
Sure.
And have done it. So I don't need him to try to set up a soft landing for himself and the team. Like, what are you talking about? I want you to be pissed off that you just lost to this team. That you're going home again early. Right? And we don't need to make excuses for these guys, quite frankly. Because you know what? They're going to be okay. Embiid's going to go on vacation. Then he's going to go to Paris. He's going to be yucking it up over there in the Olympics, playing his heart out, winning a gold medal, enjoying himself. He's going to be okay. We don't need to feel sorry and throw pity parties for Joel Embiid. Every one of these NBA players is going to be okay. We don't need to throw a pity party for him. But guess who is upset every year at the end of the season? We are. And I told you this was going to happen if he came back, that we would buy in, that I would buy in, and when they disappoint, I was going to be pissed off. That's why I didn't want him to come back, because I knew I would get my hopes up. And that's what happened. And then I'll get everybody want to tell me, oh, you didn't think that. How could you possibly think this team was going to win? And he's injured and this and that and the other. And I don't want to hear that nonsense. I don't want to hear that. You want me to be fully invested in this team. You want me to come out and support. You want the fans to go down and buy tickets when the team raises the prices. Right? Everybody wants it then. But then when they lose, you want all the fans to be like, oh, good try, guys. Good effort, man. You guys, we'll get them next year. Good effort. We'll get them next year.
Well.
And you wonder why fans sell their tickets.
Yeah.
You wonder why. Like, come on, man. I love Embiid. I've grown to love Maxi. Excited about them moving forward. But the night you get eliminated, this is what I'm getting, and this is what I'm getting from some fans, that they're okay with this. We literally want to rip the Eagles' head off. They won a Super Bowl 5 years ago. They're in the playoffs every year. We want the coaches fired. We want this guy traded. We want to do all sorts of things when the Eagles don't meet expectations. But somehow the damn Sixers, when they don't meet expectations, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. Good effort, big fella. You want to tell me how he's the number one athlete? He has the biggest advantage of any athlete in this city in his competition. Jalen ain't 6'4". Can throw the ball 80 yards down the field like Josh Allen. Bryce Harper doesn't look like Aaron Judge in the batter's box. Embiid is the biggest person in this damn sport. He has the greatest advantage of anybody, yet and still, it's always something when it's time to go win a title. That's why when he say he's the best athlete in the city or the top athlete in the city, I say, are you kidding me? And I love the big fella. But he has the greatest advantage over everybody in the city, in his sport. In his sport. And then last night, he's giving me the "you too small" sign to Hartenstein. Are you kidding me? And we lose the game. You out here showboating and gloating like we doing something. All of a sudden, you hadn't did that all playoffs. Now all of a sudden, you feeling yourself in this game. And you're giving a "you too small." Get out of here with that, man.
Well, at least he didn't
And then he'll go over to the Olympics and have a great time.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't throw his teammates under the bus post game. Like the last couple.
Right.
Last couple post
games. That's it. Okay.
215.
I went too long. I went through the break and everything.
215-592-9494 to get it on the Sixers. We'll get to the top 5-5 coming up next with Buzz and leading off a little bit later as well. It's the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.